my brother, Pastor, I was calling him today to come to help me to translate because I need my word. The word God gave me can be understandable for everybody. How are you? Are you with me? Yeah. Today, you're welcome, brother. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Today we'll be sharing the word of God.
And
it will not take too long.
Mazimisi traveling ngenda USA nshaza Saskatchewan this 3 weeks ibyumweru bitatu nari mwivuga batumwa aho bitango ni Arizona.
For the last 3 weeks I've been traveling different places. I went to Arizona in US and I went to Saskatchewan, so it's been lots of travels.
Kandi hari ijambo ryamfashije mu mutima.
And there is a word which particularly helped me in my heart.
Whenever
I go, I preach about having the heart of God. And the question would be, how can you have the heart of God? When Jesus had a heart that was different from any other person's. The utmost sacrifice that anyone can give on the earth. It's a sacrifice that that's different from what we can see. A person can give material items, but the person cannot give themselves to you.
Okay. Reka dusome tudatinze.
Let's read.
Turasoma Abafilipi.
We're reading the book of Philippians.
Kabiri no kuri gatanu kugeza ku munani.
Chapter 2, from 5 to 8.
If somebody who knows, who has the Bible, English Bible, can help us. You can read, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. 1 second, we get there, brother.
Philippians 2:5-5.
Just read out loud in English?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I want me to read in the 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 2-7. Mm-hmm.
I think I don't want to read in my language because everybody they don't understand my language. Yeah.
2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 2-7. I read, the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. Chapter 4. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. 5. Then David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." 7. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul."
Thank you so Amen. Much.
May God bless him. And today, we'll talk about having the heart of Jesus. Many people would wish to have the heart of the uncle, or the heart that is the heart of mommy or the heart of daddy. But today we'll be talking about having the heart of Jesus. In the heart of Jesus, Jesus did not love himself. But he in himself had to love other people than he loved himself. And he accepted to die the death of the cross.
Intego.
And the reason for that, he wanted to bring us to the union with God. He wanted us to become new creation. And so the Bible tells us to have the heart of Jesus. And so I, as the reader here, I'm asking, how can we achieve the heart of Jesus? And so the question remains, how can we have the heart of Jesus? So as I read the Bible, and so, as the Bible tells us, that even David, even though he was a man, a person, but the Bible confirms he had the heart after the heart of Jesus. In the book of Samuel, we read there, chapter 12, verse 2 to 7,
havuze ngo, Dawidi,
it says that David,
ngo yari umugabo ukize afite ibintu byinshi.
He was a wealthy man.
Ariko umunsi umwe aragenda ngo afata umugore w'abandi aramusambanya arangize yica Uriya umugabo wiwe.
But we are told that at one point, though he was a righteous person, but at some point David took a wife who belonged to Uriah and killed Uriah after he had obtained Uriah's wife for himself. Those are activities that show that a human person remains a human person. And so what I want to say is we have to supersede that and have the heart of Jesus. The time that the prophet Nathan came closer to David, he told David a parable. And he told David, there there is a man in this country who was rich, having flocks, and very wealthy person. And there was another person who had very little. He was very poor and had only one lamb. And at one point, when the rich person was visited by a person,
ntiyakoze muri bya bintu byiwe ahubwo ngo yagiye gufata kajya gatama kujya mukene ngo arakabaga akazimana umushitsi wiwe.
The wealthy man did not prepare food from the wealth of the flocks he had, but he went and stole the lamb that the poor person had, and he slaughtered that to serve to the visitor.
Aho twasomye,
so where we read,
Dawudi yahisarakara, yahisemerwa nabi.
At hearing that parable, David became angry.
Arabaza ngo se umuntu ninde umuhemu wakoze ibyo ngibyo mu gihugu cyacu.
And David asked Prophet Nathan, who is this evil man who could do such kind of a thing?
Umuhanuzi aramubwira Nathan.
And the prophet Nathan told him,
aramubwira ngo nguwo ni wewe.
So the prophet told him, that person is you.
Amubwira ukuntu yafashe agatama afite ibintu by'abandi arakabaga arangize akazimana wa mushitsi kandi ariko uwo mukene yari afite konyine.
And he told David how David went and took this olam and slaughtered it, even though David had plenty.
As
we were reading this word, I got to the word in the Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 51, verse 6.
Dawudi niho yagaragarije umutima wa Yesu.
That's where David now showed the heart of Jesus. So he fell to his knees.
Arasenga ararira.
He prayed in tears.
Abwira Imana ngo Mana.
And he asked God,
ngukize inyama y'umuntu.
That forgive me for all this.
Kuko yari yamaze kwica umugabo wa Bathsheba ari we Uriya.
For he had already killed Uriah's husband. He had killed Uriah.
Ibyo Dawudi yagiraga muri we,
so all these that he had been thinking in him,
yagiraga ibintu bitanu, reka mbabwire ibintu bine cyangwa bitanu ndangiza tujye kurangiza.
There are four or five things which David was having deeply in him that I want to share today.
Yari umwami ariko bibiri zivuga ngo yagaza yubaha umuntu mukuru n'umutoya.
He was a king, but the Bible says he would honor and respect both adults and young alike. To the point where the prophet came to talk to him, he told him all the accounts of the faults that David had done. So David did not stand and defend himself from all those wrongs. He fell to his knees and requested for mercy. So to ask for forgiveness is an action which is self-serving, which is good to somebody. It's not something to do good to somebody, rather to yourself. I read a few books. But there is one psychology book I came across, and it says,
statistics ivuga ko ibintu byinshi bituma abantu bafite ama depression, ama diabetes, amwe atunguranye, ibintu byinshi bitandukanye.
The statistics show that the reason why people have different ailments, including diabetes, blood pressure, and all that,
nukubera ko baholding ibintu byinshi mu mitima yabo.
It's because they hold a great deal of things in their hearts.
Hanyuma bakanarwa kubexpressinga hanyuma bigaproba bikabaturukiramo.
And then after that, they fail to hoard those things that are pressurized in their hearts. And so the activity of forgiveness is something really good.
Kandi Dawidi icyo gikorwa yaragikoraga.
And David did that as a nature.
Yazaga yihana ibyaha byinshi akihana n'ibikeye.
He would repent from lots of sins and also minor sins.
Akihana ibyo yakoze ubwo akihana n'ibyo yakoze mbere.
He would repent for what he did at that moment and things that he did also back in the time.
Bituma Imana ivuga ngo niwe ufite umutima umeze kuwayo.
And from that swift to request mercy, God said of him that he had the heart after Jesus.
Ikindi kintu cy'akabiri Dawidi yagiraga.
And the second thing that David did.
Yagiraga umutima umenetse.
He had the broken heart.
Yagiraga umutima umenetse.
He had a broken heart.
Iyo yabonaga abantu bababaye.
Whenever he would see people who are sad, he would be sad with them.
Kandi icyo gikorwa cyari kimeze nk'icyo Yesu adusaba.
And that's more of what Jesus requests of us.
Ijambo ry'Imana ryavugwaga,
whenever the word of God was being preached,
yakoraga ku mutima wiwe.
It would touch the heart of David.
Agahinduka,
and he would be changed.
Akihana.
And repent.
Ikindi kintu cya gatatu,
and the third thing,
yari intwari.
He was a hero.
Yabaye hano kuri iyi si.
He lived in this world.
Yumvira Imana yo mu ijuru.
But he would listen.
Akamenya no gukora iby'Imana ishaka.
He would listen to the voice of God and do what God wanted.
Igi ari hari ki ari gena ko nibaza nkibaza ngo se kubera iki tuzo dusenga Imana ntidusubize.
Sometimes I asked, why do we pray and God does not answer our prayers?
Imana izisubiza amasengesho every single time.
So God answers prayers all the times.
Ariko there is procedure kugira ngo Imana igusubize.
There are procedures that for God to respond or to answer prayers.
Mugihe nariko ntekereza ibyo bintu.
And as I was thinking over those, there are a few words that I pondered about. Five or six words. And one of the reasons why God answers your prayers. So first condition is before any time we pray before we repent.
Tukomba kwakimana imbabazi.
So we have to repent first.
Dukeneye kwakimana imbabazi.
We have to repent.
Ikindi cyakabiri gituma Imana isubiza amasengesho yacu.
And so the second thing after repentance that God wants us to do before so we can be forgiven.
Nukugira urukundo.
Is to have love.
Igihe umuntu adafite urukundo.
When a person has no love, many a times are that when we pray, we don't get answered. Because then we find ourselves praying wrongly. For God wants us to be like Him. He wants us to have love. And number three, God wants us to have unity. God wants us to be united. And after we have become united, whenever we spread the gospel, then the gospel spreads in much wider area. The Bible says that the apostles were together and they were united in spirit at the same time and they prayed to God and God heard their prayers. Then God answered them. Number four, we have to realize ourselves, to be aware of ourselves.
Iyo usenga waramaze kwisobanukirwa,
when you pray after having come to the awareness of self, there is no way God will not hear your prayer.
Mu gitondo nakosoma amagambo y'Imana,
I was praying this morning.
Mose Imana yamukuye, okay, Imana ari mu gihugu cya Egiputa.
And I was reminded of when Moses was in the country of Egypt.
Yari yamujanye hariya kubera impamvu.
God had taken Moses to Egypt for a reason.
Igihe hari igihe ntekereza nkibaza ngo ese ahantu hose uri, ahantu hose turi, haba hari impamvu y'Imana.
And that also brings to the knowledge that wherever we stand, is for the reason of God. And that reason is what we have to live by. When an edict was passed to kill all the children in Egypt,
Israelites,
Moses was taken by the river banks in a basket.
But I was
Then as he had grown up, he had a zeal for the word of God and the works of
God.
He had a zeal towards his people who were being persecuted. And he was found by an Egyptian. He saw an Egyptian this after he had grown, and that the Egyptian was fighting with his people. So Moses took the Egyptian who was fighting and killed him. And after he had killed him, he fled the country. But because God had had a word on Moses for the future, that there is something that God wanted Moses to be at a certain point. So God took him somewhere far where God could transform him into his vessel that he could use.
Imugarura.
And he brought him back. By the time Moses came back to Egypt, he had transformed into a very different person. There was a time that Israelites did lots of sins. And God told Moses, I'm going to kill all of them. But then Moses pleaded with God and said, Lord, I ask you two things. And one of these, please forgive them. And if you don't forgive them, then remove my name from the book of life. And the Lord says, I will not. I cannot take my righteous person from the book of life. And he forgave them all. We are required to forgive. I know that now no person is without a wound in their hearts. There are people who have had difficult things in life. They are those who have been hurt by their fellows. Could be also children, husband and wife. People hurt one another from different areas. But we have to forgive.
One Joseph.
Don't you remember Joseph? Joseph's brothers did wrongs to him.
Bahambira kumwica.
And they planned to kill him.
Ariko ntibabishoboza kuko hari isezerano ry'Imana ku buzima bwiwe.
But they could not achieve killing him because there was a promise on the life of Joseph.
Baramufashe bamushira baramugurisha.
They took him and sold him.
Acho que muri Egipto arafungwa.
After he arrived in Egypt, he was arrested.
Ariko igihe cy'Imana kisohoye.
But when the time of God had arrived,
baramufungura.
Joseph was released from prison.
Igihe yagarutse.
And when he came back,
bene se babandi bamugiriye nabi.
His brothers who had thwarted him,
baterwa n'inzara wabo baza kumusaba niwe wari ushinzwe kugabura ibiryo.
They experienced famine in their country from back home, and they came to look for food in Egypt, and Joseph was the one serving them.
Ariko nimbe mwarabisomye.
And so as I wrote, though, I read those.
Haravuga ngo yarababariye.
I find that he forgave them all.
Kandi ngo baheza n'ibiryo by'ubusa.
And he gave them free food.
Barataha baje kurya.
They went home and ate.
Ngo baranagaruka ndetse.
And then they came back again.
Turashaka kubabarira. Imana irashaka ko tubabarira abatubabaje.
God wants us to forgive those who wronged us.
Imana irashaka ko tubabarira abatubabaje.
God wants us to forgive those who sinned against us.
Ikimana yishimira.
What pleases God is not the strength of the body. What pleases God
is
pleased with the hearts. When God sent Samuel and told him, Samuel, go to anoint David as king. Samuel did not know David.
Agenda kwa Isai.
And he went to Jesse.
Niwo wari se wa David.
Jesse was the father of David.
Nono ngwa gereyo.
And as Samuel got to Jesse's,
Eliab yari umuhungu mwiza kuburanga.
He was a very handsome looking man.
Ariko ngo amare kumureba n'amaso.
And as Samuel saw Eliab,
kubera ko yari mwiza,
because he looked handsome,
yahise yumva ko yomumenaho amavuta akabare yimikisha amavuta.
Samuel thought, this is the man whom God wants me to anoint as king.
Yashatse kwimika Eliab.
So Samuel wanted to anoint Eliab.
Ariko Imana iramubwira ngo yayi.
But then God told him no.
Iramubwira ngo no.
He told him no.
Ngo ntabwo ari uyu nguyu.
It's not this one.
Uwo Imana ishaka.
The one whom God wants
n'ufite umutima wihanibya
is the one who has a heart that is quick to repent.
Reka turangize.
Let's finish.
Ndangize mbabwira ngo.
I'll finish saying.
Muri Matayo.
In the book of Matthew.
5:20-21. Bahasomye.
Yeah, we read there.
Havuze ngo nuje gutanga ituro ryawe.
It says that before you give your offering,
ngo kwibuka ko hari umuntu gifite mu mutima utarababarira.
And remember that you have issues with somebody haven't forgiven.
Yavuze ngo subira inyuma.
The word says go back.
Ngo mugende mutengeneze.
And go wait.
Genda mwihananeho.
Go repent with one another.
Nimumara kwihananaho.
After you have confessed with one another.
Genda uzane ituro ryawe uritange.
Then bring your offering and give.
Ituro ryawe rizagira ubuzima bwiza.
Your offering will bring good life.
Mu maso y'Imana.
In the eyes of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana ribaganze kandi bafashe. Amen.
May God bless you and bless you with his word.
Thank you so much.
Amen.